Okay, our next Kachem shear. I have different counts going on. My Marmokomos packet says 22. My listing in my notes says 20, and then online I think it's at 19. So I'm not sure. I don't know what we're at, but somewhere in that ballpark. So a couple of Chanukah Kachem and Yonim, and there's really so much with Kachem and Chanukah. I think maybe more than even Pesach. There's just a ton. There's so much to talk about. So let's get underway. So I want to start with an Avin Nezer. Now I can't explain it, but on HebrewBooks.org, they left out Tshuva number 500, which is the one I need, Or HaChaim. It went from 499 to 501. It's missing a whole page on the HebrewBooks.org website, and I don't know why.
You reported to the
What?
help.
I didn't. I should have reported, but it's like they can't not know because they added a Tochen feature later on where they indexed everything, and even in their index numbers, which they put in, which they have to manually do because they have to look at each page when it shifts, they even did 499 and then next 501. So yeah, something there. I don't know what it is in this page, but anyways, Or Chaim Avnezer number 500, Tav Kuf, he says the following. He says the Kli, where you put the, yeah, I have a quote, I have a quote of it here. Interesting chiddush, very interesting chiddush, which has big nafkamina to us. Shahakli shebo manichim et hashemen v'habesila, the kli that you put in it, the oil and the wick, is part of what we call haner, the candle. Ulakach tzarech shiel av shem kli, and therefore it needs to have a shem kli on it as well. V'chol she'eino kli eino roid l'hadlaka, and whatever doesn't have a shem kli is not roid for hadlaka. Because the lo nikra ner, it's not called a candle, meaning it's A plus B equals C. If the shemen and psila are part of what's called a ner, and then he says, therefore, it needs to have a shem kli, because anything which isn't roi for the hadlaka isn't called a candle. And there's a Rashi like about in Shabbos, Chafalaf and Aleph. Rashi says, ner is kreuzel balaz, meaning base kibbel, kolomar base kibbel, a receptacle. It's got to be a kli. So the Avin Ezer sets down a chiddush that the ner of your Chanukah candle needs to be what's called a kli, and included in ner is the shemen and psila. What's the makor? And I'll show you why this is huge for us, the huge implications. The makor is, you can see on that first page, is the sefer by Rav Avram Azulai, the Chesed L'Avram. Very interesting sefer. Going through random pieces. It's a great say. It's old, and you can go through random parts. Each section is short, and just a random idea. Sometimes Kabbalah, sometimes Halacha. So he says, and he's based on this. Here, over here, he mentions a list of 15 kelim, which are roi for Ner Chanukah, and he starts the count with Echad Klei Zahav, Beis Klei Kesef, gold, silver, brass. He goes down level by level until you get to the bottom ones, which are rimon, a nut, a piece of tree. Okay, he goes to the bottom levels of which are good for a Chanukah menorah. And then he says, and if all the 15 kelim, if they can't stand on their own, then they're not fit to be used for Chanukah. So you see from there that the regular dinim that we apply to what has a shem kli is being extended over to Neiros Chanukah. This throws how many kids' projects in school for a curveball? That we never usually learn about when they're doing. We know that they're supposed to be on the same level and all that. But you ever hear this? That it has to have a mamash hashem kli when you're making the entire menorah.
Doesn't this throw like regular candles off?
Oh, Rav Vosner says forget the fancy projects in school. He says worse than that, what'll come out from this. You're gonna have alkein nir ladina dehachli mechlavotam hamedabkim neiros shel shava ve'ein masimin also bekli, those that use the wax candles and don't put it in a kli, let's say they tape it to foil, right? They put it down on a piece of foil or in a hotel. What do people do in a hotel? They don't bring it or bring some candles. They'll lay it out. Lo yotzu yedei chovaso. They're not gonna be yotze according to the Chesed Lavram. So it's huge implications if you say that a menorah needs a din kli. Okay.
But every din kli doesn't need to stand on its own, does it?
What?
Does
for it to be a kli, for an etil sudaim, for example, you can't use a cup that can't stand on its own. If you put it down, you have some fancy artsy cup, and it doesn't stand on its own. It's not good for a kli, for the tilsi dime. So if you hold that menorah, the light, the holder needs a shame
kli. No, I know, but is that just, is shame kli in general, where it has to be on its own, only shame kli in regards to menorah, in regards
to... It's not a shame kli in general, as far as dinim where you need a kli.
It's like regards a kli with tumah or something. I think, but it can't stand on its own. It can still be makabel tumah, but the kli can't stand on
its own. It can be makabel, pieces of, it can be makabel tumah. We're not proficient in that yet. That's, after kachrim, we'll get to taras.
Okay.
But as far as dinim where you need a kli specifically, like nitil sidayim, like by, you know, kiddush, you
so
need
one,
to stand on
a second, I have a question. Then in Avodas Yom Kippur, the blood is put into a cup that can't stand of its own to make sure that the coin that was handed it, maybe I'm getting something wrong here, but I thought it was put in a cup that can't, you know, that's pointed, that can't stand on its own, so because it's holding it would always be moving around, so it doesn't...
On task with it. So, we'd have to look up the sugya, what the ma'akev is for that kli.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a din kli, or is that just where the blood would go to help him transport it? Right, anything can have a shame kli. Food, you know, the kalim, a food, a ochel can even have a shame kli at times. So we mean kli when something has a need for it to be a kli as part of the mitzvah. Let's say kiddush, and we'll take what's it called as the example, and tilsi daim. So it's wild. So he says like this. Rav Ozner says, "Mikoach dvarim elu yeshem talmidei chacham bezmanenu." They're talmidei chacham nowadays. Sheratzu lechadish. They want to be mechadish. Shemi shemadlik b'menoros kesef. Those who use silver menoros, fancy silver menoros, they think they're doing mahadrim in a mahadrim, one step below the gold. They think they're doing mahadrim in a mahadrim, but they have the oil sitting in a glass receptacle. He says that'll mean you're not using one of the top kalim. You're using one of the lowest. You're using glass. You're not the kli that it's sitting on, where it's sitting in. He says that'll mean what's going on if using a glass holder, using something inferior to using the silver menorah itself. And poskim have some poskim said to let it sit in the silver itself. Makes it harder to clean, but to let it sit in the silver itself. So many poskim have said that no, that the glass holder thing in the silver is different. Why? Because there it's just a way to retain it for you. It's really becoming bottle to the kli itself. It's being held up by the silver. The silver is really your cup. It's just like you lining it with something just to hold it in place or to keep it cleaner. But you're really mamish using the silver. It's bottled to the silver. That's what most poskim would agree nowadays. When you put a glass holder, you use those wax, those melt. You know, when you light it and it melts into oil suddenly. That's mamish. You don't say using a glass. It's a silver menorah. It's a silver menorah. So the premise that Avnezer said, though, is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does not need... the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah needs a kli. That's Avnezer. Okay. We're going to try to work this the other way. The pashtus we want to say is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does not need a kli. Does not need a kli. And what kind of rayas can we bring from this? So we have to look at what the main proof of the Avnezer is. The main proof of the Avnezer is the Gemara in Yoma Chaf Dalid Amid Aleph. If you look at the Gemara, top of page 3. This is a critical Gemara for Kachim. It says over here, 5th line, Amarav. Arba avodas, there are 4 avodas, zar chayav aleihem misa, where a zar, a non-kohen, is chayav misa. Zrika, haktara, nisuch hamayim, v'nisuch hayayin. Okay? Those are the big 4. Those are the big 4 that are mentioned, and the pasuk that is the source for it is avodas matana. You see avodas matana, the pasuk says, it's got to be an avoda, which is a Matana, and the Gemara says not an avoda of siluk, of removal, like the Trumas Adeshin. It's got to be a placing. And it says avoda tama, a complete, and not an avoda that has after it another avoda. For example, shchita might not be pasul bizar, meaning as zar can't do it, but a zar is not going to be chayav misa for doing it because there's more after it. There's more to the process afterwards. So it's got to be 2 conditions for it to be chayav misa for a zar to do it. It's got to be an avodas matana, a doing, an active avoda, and number 2, an avoda that is the end of a process. So the Gemara says, so wait a second, the zar then, who arranges the menorah, who's mativ the menorah, that should be chayav. So the Gemara says no, because there's still the placing of the psila. So then the Gemara says, so the placing of the psila by a zar should be chayev. No, because there's still shemen. So placing of the shemen should be a problem. No, there's still hadlaka. So then the hadlaka should be possible. Chayev misa by azar.
Hadlaka
lava voda. This is the Gemara. I just gave you the end last week. Excellent. 2 weeks ago. Hadlaka lava voda. Therefore, you're in the clear. So no stage of it could get you in trouble because there's always another piece to it. And then hadlaka isn't avoda.
So
that
is kind of a piece, but it's not
kind of avoda. Oh, that's the question. If hadlaka isn't avoda, then the avoda beforehand, the oil, should have been the end of it. And therefore, that should have been, therefore you should be chayav misa for that. So you have to answer. We did a little bit of this last week, 2 weeks ago, by saying that it sort of, what it means, it's not an avoda.
You have, you have a mice without an avoda.
What? Right, you have a mice without an avoda.
Try to figure out.
You have a mice, that's exactly it. Excellent. You have a mice without an avoda. Here's a mice. So what it means, avoda tama, it means there's no more mice afterwards. Not necessarily no avoda afterwards. Okay. So the Avi Nezer takes this Gemara in Yoma and says, what's the havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara asks that the czar who is mativ et a menorah should be chayev. The czar who organizes the menorah should be chayev. Why would they think that? Part of the mativ et a menorah is first the avodas hadishun, is the cleaning out. Is the cleaning out. That is a removal. That's not avoda matana. That's a removal. So then Avin says, okay, what it meant by saying the hatavas haneros in the question of the havamin of the Gemara, it meant the positive part of it, not the removal, the next stage of it, which is the setting up for the next candles. So the Avnezer asks, why should that be an avodas matana? That's only the kli shares which you're going to be lighting on. It's the setup. Why would the Gemara think that? It's the setup. It's you're just setting up so that you have the very thing to be able to light on. So the Avnezer says, based on this, you see that the arranging of the kli itself is in avoda. The arranging of the kli itself is in avoda. And that goes back to what we said 2 weeks ago. There is this idea that the aricha itself was one of the separate mitzvahs. The aricha is part of a process, but it was in avoda. The aricha, the sidur hakli, the arranging of the kli, is in avoda. So why is that a proof? Why is that a proof for the Avnei Nezer? The Avnei Nezer, what he's doing with that is he's showing you.
So it's
that,
how do we answer that the Tzar is a Chayav Misa if he does it?
Oh, he's not Chayav Misa if he does that because there's still another Avoda afterwards.
Which is what?
Which is the arranging of the putting the Psila in place. Oh, there's an Avoda after that, which is putting the Shemin in place. Oh, but there's an Avoda after that, which is the lighting. So then that should be the Chayav Misa, but that's not really lighting. So that lighting's not really an Avoda. So you always wiggle out of it. So there's never a Chayav Misa with regards to the lighting by a Tzar. Okay? So the Avnei Nezer that wants to prove from here that you see that one of the integral elements of the menorah was having a din kli. Was having a din kli. Because you see from the Gemara in Yoma that Sidur kli was considered an avoda. If that's the avoda of the menorah, then what we're doing nowadays, that should be an integral part. That you have a kli. That's what it's based on. That's what it's patterned after. The menorah and the base of Migdash. So Rav Vosner wanted to say that there is no proof from the Gemara, that the arranging of the menorah has a din of a siyas akli. Because you need a menorah on the base of Migdash. That was one of the things you were required to get. You needed the thing by which you're able to light. So the making of that kli was not part of the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros. The mitzvah was hadlakas neiros. That was just the hechatimsa to get you to here. Rav Vosner's approach argues directly against the yesod we said 2 weeks ago. We said 2 weeks ago that it's part of a process. It is part of the avoda. It's mamish part of the avoda. Where we still could agree with Rav Vosner, Rav Vosner says, and even if you want to take the approach we said 2 weeks ago, we don't necessarily have to assume that Chazal were koveya, the mitzvah of menorah nowadays, to pattern after that part as well. The hadlaka osa mitzvah. It was, the focus was the hadlaka, the lighting element, not the hatava. We didn't carry over the hatava part from the base of Migdash. We carried over the hadlaka part. That was the only thing that got carried over. If that's the only part that got carried over, then the making of the kli part of it is not relevant. It's not important. So that's how you could deal with one proof of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer tries a different direction, and he tries the Rambam and Hilchas Bias and Migdash. If you look at the Rambam Hilchas Bias and Migdash, page 3 again, Rambam says, V'chein hadlakas aneres kashera bizarim, the lighting of the candles kosher by a zar. Lefikach, but the problem is you can't get in there. Lefikach im heitiv akon et aneres votzion lachutz. Therefore, if the kohen prepared the whole thing and took it out, mutul azar lahadlikan, the zar could light it there, and then he brings it back in. Okay, so the Kohen pairs the candles and then he takes it outside. So the Amnezer says that's very strange. Why? Because it says in the Torah's Kohanim in Emor, Ya'aroch es haneros lifnei Hashem. And what does the Medrash say? The Torah's Kohanim say? That you shouldn't prepare it outside and then bring it in. Meaning, you shouldn't light it on the outside and bring it in. That's what it says. You shouldn't prepare it outside and bring it in. Kavachomer, you shouldn't light it outside and then bring it in. So...
But didn't we mention that the lighting itself, you're just adding a flame, there's no...
There's no real maisa to it.
There's no...
Mamashis, we said, the Ma'iri, two ways of looking. Nothing mamish over there.
Yeah, so by there, so if the Kohen prepare it inside, there's something mamish, he's preparing
things. So that's ultimately...
But by bringing it outside by just through the lakka, there's the aimbo mamish.
Right, there's nothing going on. So that's what Avnezer is going to say. Avnezer says that the establishing of the neros, of the menorah, what's koveya the neros the menorah is the arichas haner that's referred to in this pasuk is the arranging it. That's what's going on here. Because other parts not the mamashas. It's mamash the arranging it. And therefore the arichas avoda, that's your kli. You see, that's the making of the kli. So he tries once again the Avnezer. And I found, I didn't know this a couple weeks ago, but I found since then, because I was... Some of the ideas we were sharing, I looked a little more into. There's a machlokus rishonim, the Balamor and the Ramban. Balamor says the reason for the iser to use the light. Why can't you get hana from neiros Chanukah? You know why you can't get hana? Also liyishdamish b'hem. Why can't you get also hana from the neiros Chanukah? What? So the Balamor says because there is zecher l'neiros u'l'shemen of the heichal, which was mamish aser bahana, and therefore aser bahana. Ramban says for a totally different reason. Maybe it's because it's a chesed shel mitzvah, but then you have mitzvah lav lenis nitnu, which doesn't mean you can't. It's also to get benefit from a lulav, which don't. It doesn't work. It doesn't count as benefit. So you have to figure out what the Ramban is saying. But you could say that this idea of the Avin Nezer wanting to attach neiros Chanukah to neiros haMenorah beBeis HaMikdash could be totally on that machlokis of the Balamor and the Ramban, whether or not that some of the laws that we have by the Chanukah menorah are there to be patterned after what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. How close is that patterning? So according to the Balamor, the patterning is very close, and Taka, according to him, the Avnezer would have a stronger argument. That would be that. I thought very simply with this whole thing, and we'll put it to rest right with this. You could argue that the Kli has nothing to do with the Chiyuv of Ner Chanukah. You know why? Because the Gemaras in Shabbos that talk about Chanukah, my Chanukah, never once in all of its dinim talks about the Kli. It sure talks about the Ner a lot. How the Ner, who lights it, how high, where it, but it never talks about the making of the Kli itself. Not one. Not one sugi about it. That leads me to believe that there was never an extension from the Kli itself in the Beis HaMikdash to the Kli over here in the menorah in our homes. And therefore, one would have a defense why it's not, there's no real hakpada on the Kli itself. Besides this Chesed Lavram, which he's quoting Avnezer, I don't think you necessarily have to say the Gemara and everyone else is assuming that there's a din Kli when it comes to menorah that's me'akev over there that you really need or even try to have to look after when you're doing it. Okay? That's the first idea I wanted to share. And there's one more idea I wanted to share with you. There's a totally different idea. But kachim, the Gemara in Shabbos Chafala from Abayz, famous Kasha, my Chanukah, right? My Chanukah, why not? So the Marsha says, why Chanukah? I didn't put the Marsha there, but you have the Gemara. So the Gemara, the Marsha says as follows. The Marsha says, my Chanukah. Perish Haran, what's the question of why Chanukah? Meaning, Chanu b'kaf hei. Why did they rest on the 25th? Why Chanu b'kaf hei? That's Chanukah. So, Marsha says, Ksas kasha, my chanias shayachacha. What type of resting is shayach over here? Who cares? Kevan dehuter behem malacha, velo nitnu leyontif. There's no chania resting over here. There's no iser malacha on Chanukah. What rest? It's not a day of rest. Rather, it's a day of Hallel and Hodos. So, v'nira lefarish, denikre Chanukah, al shem Chanukas hamizbeach. It's called Chanukah because of the Chanukah's Hamizbeach. We're referring to Kedah Amri Beperek Rabbi Shmuel, the Beis Chashmonaim Ganzu Avnei Mizbeach. They put away the stones of the Mizbeach. Sheshoktu An Sheoas Gulun, because they made disgusting the Greeks, the Yavonim. Lavod Azarav, Hutzruchulinas, and they have to bring build. They put those in Sheamus, and they had to build a new Mizbeach. Lakach Nikra Chanukah. That's why it's called Chanukah, because. That's why it's called Chanukah, because it's commemorating the reestablishing of the Mizbeach, the new Mizbeach. The lo kamar hacha my Chanukah. Rather, the question is ela me'ezo nes kovu. The Gemara really wants to know what was the miracle by which they established to light the candles. That's the question of my Chanukah. The question of my Chanukah is not so much one of, you know, why is it called Chanukah or why Chanukah Fe? The question is, why do we establish, when you see my Chanukah, interpret it as, why do we light candles on this day? That's what he says. Ron says, no, interpret it as, why do we rest on this day? Okay? And because that Marsha says, his Chiddush is that it's commemorating the Chanukah Samizbech.
I mean, the Gemara basically says, my Chanukah, that you, no hesped or, the Gemara is just kind of keep reading it. It's telling you why it's Chanukah. It's not like a candle lighting or anything. You just read right now. It says, my Chanukah, where are we? My Chanukah, Tan Ravana, Vechakikisav, Yom, the Chanukah, Tania, the Einun, the Lo, the Mispat Behom, the Lo, Litanam Behom. No hesped, and we don't do tainis. Because the next Yivanim, the Echal, Tamo, Shom, and
yeah, so that Marsha is saying, the way to read that is, why do we light candles then? Because since
doesn't even say anything about lighting candles in the Gemara.
Because Timu Chashmonim, since he's saying that's giving you the reason for that. They're saying that's what that's doing. What's my Chanukah? Translate my Chanukah according to the Pashto of the Gemara. Your art scroll, how would you translate it?
My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then it tells you it's...
Or why is Chanukah?
Why? Why what?
No, so
why what?
The real question is not why is Chanukah, why Chanukah? My Chanukah, why Chanukah?
Why do we do what?
Why do we have this...
Why do we do what?
This festival of Chanukah.
Okay, so see what he's getting at? So he gets something like that. But go ahead, Yanki.
No, I mean, that's I thought the Pashas was, is what is Chanukah? Like, what is this thing that we, that this festival? Or
what are these observances that we're doing all about?
Yeah.
Okay, whether it's candles, or whether, candle, whether it's candles, or halal.
No, or it could be, why don't we have Hesped and time is doing the same place? What is this Chanukah that you can't have?
All right, we could plug in the Rishonim. We'll try to plug them in. I'm going to do that. We're going to try to plug them in and see if they fit. But
actually, just one question.
Sure.
A historical question. But when did they actually start with the lighting of the Chanukah?
Okay, good.
Immediately right after?
Right now. Here we go. So the Chasam Sofer says this is a Tzarachian. Okay? If you want to say it's commemorating when they had the Chanukah Samizbeach and they had the Nes, therefore being able to light the candles. He says, what's the schedule here? The first day of Hakrova and Haktara. So the Gemara Menachos 50a. If you see the Gemara, I put it there in the packet. The Gemara Menachos 50a. Do you have it here? Shabbos. Thought I put it in there. I didn't put it in. I'll read it to you inside. So the Gemara Menachos says.
Well, what's on page 3?
3 is the Gemara in Shabbos on the bottom, and that's, okay. Here we go. The Gemara in Menachos, Nun Amid Aleph, says, the Ein Mechanchin Mizbeach Ki'im B'Shachris. The Chinuch has to happen in the morning. U'Mizbeach HaKetores in the afternoon. And then you could light the candles. That's how you're Mechanech the Mizbeach, says the Gemara in Menachos. So says the Chasam Sofer, what's the schedule over here? I'm not following. If they're mechanech the mizbeach and the mizbeach on the morning of the 24th, and then they lit the menorah while it's day of the 24th, then the Chanukah should be on the 24th. If you understand, if it was the day before, it's all the 24th. If it's that they were, if it's that they got everything ready on the 25th day, and then that night they lit, then it's the 26th. He says, what are we commemorating here? The Chanukah Samizbeach and the lighting, it's somehow it's not gonna flow on the same date. You're not gonna hit the same date. If it's the Chanukah
after Shkia?
What? Let's say they lit in the afternoon, right? After Shkia, right? Let's say
did
yes.
They?
What?
Did they?
After the Ben Arbaim, after all of it. Let's say they lit afterwards, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say that was the lighting. Okay, if they lit later that day, if it's already night, then it's night. Okay? If it's already the next night, then it's night. If it's still the 24th, then Chanukah is the 24th. So, meaning if they're lighting already when it's night, the 25th, then why is the Marsha telling you that the Chanukah was the Chanukah Samizbeach, when that's all day the 24th? 25th was the lighting of the menorah. So, how are you getting this nace matching with the Chanukah Samizbeach? You understand, what day is it?
Who said that they lit, you know, that they, who said that Mizbeach was... Are you saying that it's impossible that they both happen at this on the same day?
The Chasam Sofer is wondering how they both could. What's this? How they both could happen at the same time? Right, Chasam Sofer.
But they came in the burning of Mizbeach.
Demechay zecha olikim b'shach. Right, Mizbeach just ben arba'im. Va'az after the ben arba'im madlikan aneros.
You're taking the presumption that it's that they only lit after Shkia.
No, let's say they lit after the ben arba'im before Shkia. Right?
So
what day is this all happening?
On the 25th.
So you're saying all this happened the 25th.
Right, they came in, they took it back in control, they brought in...
So, Im Kein, Emasai Chancho Mizbeach HaMenora. I B'yom Chaf Dalet Kislev, Im Kein, Hayin Alanu Lahatcha Yomei Chanukah, Miyom Chaf Dalet, the low Mispat, Kevin Shere Chinuch, Vezeyat Chamim Kedalet. If you want to say that began in Yom Kefei, Im Kein, Lo Hadliku Neiras, Ad Leel, Haponav L'Chafav, the lighting at the end of Chanukah always begins the first night. The mitzvah of Chanukah, when we light the candles, doesn't commemorate that day. It commemorates the first night of Chanukah. Meaning, because you could light the first night of Chanukah. What?
In reality, like, that's the famous question. It's like, you know, why is it 8 days? Because, I mean, the real nace actually was, when they woke up in the morning, the thing was still lit. Right?
It's still going.
So
the Chasam Sofer is puzzled when you light. So, looking back at it, I was thinking the whole idea here that connecting us, like the Marsha says, to the Chinuch HaMizbeach, I don't know why the Marsha had to go that route, and many others do. The Chasam Sofer.
There's some explanations that
what?
Correct. Where they only used enough oil, like 1/8 of the oil for each day.
And
so
they,
that could answer.
That's
right.
One of the 100. This, by the way, remember Ner Lamea would give a book out of 100? Yeah. They now put out a sefer that's over 500 answers.
Yeah.
Over
500. No, but that's the question of, oh, the first day was an ace itself because they didn't put all the oil just on the first day.
My question is based on the Marsha's premise. Marsha is saying it's based on the Chanukah Samizbeach. Yet the Neiris that we light is in commemoration of lighting the Chanukah candles. So that's the problem. How do you... It's a disconnect between the two. So fine. So leave that aside for now. But the whole Mahalach, the Marsha, and the Chasam Sofer are assuming that this follows the path of, what do you call it? It follows the path of the Chanukah Samizbeach. Even the Chasam Sofer is doing it. He's just saying, I'm not sure how you get the two at the same time. But this whole Mahalach of putting the two together, so I don't know why you need that. Because it couldn't have been then the day of the Chinuch HaMizbeach. Why? Because you need the Tamid Shel Shachar. You need still first the Talmud Shel Shachar. Look, I have here the Rambam. If you look in the packet, on Gimel Beis, in Chanukah, on page 4. Ukshigabri Yisrael Aveim v'avdu m'kaf hei v'chodesh kislev, haya v'nichnas l'heikal v'lo matzu shemen tar v'mikdash, ela pach echad v'lo haya bo lahadlik el yom echad v'edliku m'menu neres ha'maracha shmona yamim Ad shechtashu zeisim v'hotzi shemen tahor. Okay? He says that's what happened on that day. Okay? They still needed the Tamid Shel Shachar, which they couldn't get going yet because they still had to put the Mizbeach together. They couldn't get the Tamid Shel Shachar going. And it also makes more sense to say that the candle lighting began without the Chinuch HaMizbeach. Why? As the Gemara I quoted you before, Vodazara Kafei Amibes, that the Chashmonaim hid the stones that the Greeks ruined, and they had to build a new one. That takes time to build a new one once this was over. So, what's forcing the Marsha and the Chasam Sofer to say that it was mamish that you needed? No, it's like as though the Marsha needs the Chinuch HaMizbeach. It's like he needs the Chinuch HaMizbeach in order for the menorah to happen, right? So let's say you say that they need each other. But look at the Rambam. Rambam himself separates them. Look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halachia Beis, Tamidim U'Musafin. To Oshkogo Afilu Heizidu V'lo Hikrivu Tamid Shel Shachar Yakrivu Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim Bamed Dvar Mamurim Bishnischanech HaMizbeach. When you already Mischanech HaMizbeach Avalai Mizbeach Chadash Shadayin Lo Karev Alav Klum Lo Yakrivu Alav Tchila Ben Arbayim She'ein Mechanchem Mizbeach HaOla Ella b'tamid shel shachar. You could only mechanech it with the tamid shel shachar. Now go to the next one. Kama shem nusin lechol ner. You see, two prokim later, in Perek Gimel, there the Rambam talks about a separate din of how you have chinuch haminorah. The dinim of chinuch haminorah are mentioned separate from chinuch hamizbeach. I don't know a makor. I asked around that what in the world is the makor for the Marsha who seems to need, and the Chasam Sofer, who seems to need the two to go together, the chinuch hamizbeach and the hadlakas. The Hadlakas Neiros. So let's assume Marsha is the Marsha, right? He's solid. Is there any proof that would indicate, like the way we're saying now, that the menorah was one thing, Chinuch HaMizbeach happened later? Is there any proof? So there is an Or Zeruah. Okay, I didn't put it in the packet. The Or Zeruah, it's number 321 in Hilchas Chanukah. He said, why did they need the miracle of 8 days? He gives his own answer to the question. Why 8 days? He says, you know what the miracle of 8 days is? Is that it lasted in a way that they wouldn't have to be busy with trying to get more oil, so they could just focus all 8 days on building a proper Mizbeach. That was the miracle of the 8 days. The miracle was that Hashem freed up their time from having to be busy with pressing new oil and just focusing on the big shot Kohanim on building the new Mizbeach. Okay, so right there, that Or Zeruah would indicate that you don't need the approach of the Marsha. You don't have to assume that you can't have Hadlakas Neiros without the Chinuch HaMizbeach. You could have Hadlakas Neiros without the Mizbeach. We now have to work the other way. How do you defend the Marsha? Why is the Marsha locked in that way? So there's a Gemara in Yoma, Memhei Amud Beis. Put it in the packet. The Gemara in Yoma says, the Eish Tamid over the Mizbeach should not be put out. Should not be put out. Lo Yichbe, you shouldn't put it out ever. And he says, this Eish Tamid is to be over the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the external Mizbeach. By the way, Rashi here in this daf says the fire that we're talking about in the Eish Tamid was the fire of the menorah. Interesting. Most people don't know that. The fire of Rashi's Shita is the fire of the Eish Tamid was the fire of the menorah. Okay. What comes out from this Gemara in Yoma is telling you where does the Eish Tamid need to be, which Rashi says is the menorah? It needs to be by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Marsha must be looking at the Gemara and saying, you see, there's a ma'ake for the two to be together, the fire and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So then how do you defend Shitas Or Zeruah back the other way? For the Or Zeruah, you have to say that the Eish Tamid needing a Mizbeach is only ma'akev when there's a Mizbeach. If there's no Mizbeach, you know, it's just telling you where to put it once there's a Mizbeach. And I think you can go back that way. So now if you go back to Mai Chanukah, I think the Or Zeruah fits very nicely with the Mai Chanukah. Meaning, Mai Chanukah, why is it that we have these, why do we celebrating, why do we have these dinim of Chanukah, so to speak? What are all these dinim all about? Because the miracle is that for 8 days, they found enough oil to last for 8 days, and therefore they were able to focus on building the Mizbeach. How do you solve the kasha of the Chasam Sofer, though? The Chasam Sofer had a strong question, how does it disconnect, how you can never get the Chinuch HaMizbeach and the lighting of the menorah in the same shot, whatever day you're celebrating. So this I saw from Rav Ozner. New Sefer from Rav Ozner in the Shevet Halevi on Chanukah. Beautiful Sefer. So he gives you two answers. Number one is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I have it there in the packet. Laman HaMabes. Famous Mishnah. It says in the old days they used to accept Eidus HaChodesh all day. Right? They used to always accept the Eidim to testify to the new month. One time the Eidim came in delayed and the Leviim messed up with the Shir. They thought it was a Yom Chol. They sang the Chol Shir. So the new Takana was that from then on they wouldn't accept any witnesses past Mincha. No witnesses past Mincha. If they came after Mincha, then they would just say, this day is Kaddish, and so too the next day. They would make both day Kaddish. If the witnesses didn't come by Mincha, they would make this day Kaddish, and if they showed up after Mincha and said, by the way, it's tomorrow, so it ends up being 2 days Kaddish. That was a new enactment, okay? A new, just to protect us. Rashi says this was set up mainly for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the day that needed protecting from all this, and that was what it was set up for. Think about, says Rav Ozner, the way it used to be. The way it used to be is Levim playing chol music over there, right? Secular music. They're sitting there playing secular music. 20 minutes before Mincha, a Levi, shows up and tells them it's Yontif. Suddenly, the whole day becomes Kadosh Lamafreya. That's the way it was set up originally. If they came early enough, it wasn't even a time. They even let one year they came late, but there wasn't really a time set up. Once they show up, the Edim, the whole day is Kadosh Lamafreya. So says Rav Vosner, very creatively, the same Yesod is applying over here. When they finished and lit the menorah at the very end of that day, Kaf Hei, it told them that the process is finished. And the day turned retroactively to be a day that's Kodesh LaMafreya, and therefore you could start Chanukah in celebration of the Chinuch HaMizbeach by lighting at the very beginning. You light the night of the Kaf Hei, because yes, even though the Mizbeach was built from the day of the morning of Kaf Hei, and it finished at the very end, and we're lighting menorah to begin our, because it turned out once Chanukah happened and they were able to get the Chinuch HaMizbeach in time, just like the Edim coming, the Kedusha works Lamafreya, and therefore Chanukah begins with the lighting from the beginning of the night of the 25th the next time around. And that's how we start to celebrate the Chinuch HaMizbeach, by lighting at the very beginning, showing that it was already Kadosh Lamafreya, was already in place. Each day is its own day, is commemorating.
Which lighting is he talking about? He's talking about
the lighting of the first day. The lighting of the first day. The reason why it starts.
In the Mikdash? When they lit on the 25th?
No. I don't know how he's. I don't know what he would say for the Mikdash. All I know is he's saying that that the lighting they did on the. See, because it wasn't like there was. You'd have to tie it into the miracle of the 8 days. I don't know how far you go or wasn't with that. But the point he's saying is that our commemoration that we do in our homes is commemorating the Lamafreya element, because once they finished the Mizbeach and got the lighting in on time in the Beilin Arbayim, it turned out that they could have lit at the very beginning because it was Kaddish. It's Kaddish Lamafreya. Another answer is from the Meiri. The Meiri says they built it on the 24th, lit at the end of the day, and just the holiday was Koveya on the clincher. Yes, according to the Marsha, Chanukah is celebrating the Chinuch HaMizbeach. But the Chinuch HaMizbeach here was only valuable as far as the Hadlakas Neiris that were allowed to happen. Why? Because that celebrated the beautiful miracle that took place. So you're right, everything happened on the 24th. All the action, Chinuch HaMizbeach, and the Marsha says that's what Chanukah means. It's referring to the Chinuch HaMizbeach. But what was the high point of the Chinuch HaMizbeach? The Hadlakas Neiris, which was pointing towards night. That one. And by the way, if you take that, that could be the heter. Why we have in Shul today, even in the first day, the Maril says, even if it's still day, you daven an early Marav. Afilu mi ba'od yom, you could light the Chanukah candles. What in the world? It's not even Chanukah yet. Not even Chanukah. You know, sometimes by Yom Tov, you wait till it's the first night, you have to wait till it's a full. You don't have to wait. Maril, first day. You know why? For that very reason. Because it's already going, it was already really 24th when it originally happened. That's the idea. It's Ponel Lila. It's turning towards the nighttime. And that's how we do it. Okay? Stop there.